When considering a flash flood threat, there's really two parts to the problem. The first part covers the atmosphere and asking how much rain has fallen and when did it fall. Part two considers the ground response and assessing will the runoff cause flash flooding. This lesson will focus on part one. To answer these questions, you will need to identify the best QPE source during any given event. There's a lot of information related to precip sources, so we've broken it up into multiple lessons. These lessons cover the similarities and differences between your two main sources, dual pole and MRMS. This is a good foundation and should be taken first. This lesson will focus on comparing those QPE sources to surface observations. This is an important part of choosing the best precip source because, when you have them, observations are the best indicators of what's happening at the ground. Part 2, assessing the hydrologic response, is covered in the lesson shown here. But it's always good to remember that flash flooding is affected by both components, and you, the forecaster, must do your best to use the tools available for both to identify the overall threat.